This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say, producers? Who gets hurt the most in a trade war when you're looking at the U.S. agriculture industry? I'll talk about the major exports after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Oh yes, farmers and their associations sure have been worried about this trade dispute. Almost everyone in agriculture is concerned about the potential impact of a trade war. Agricultural products are at the top of the list of how the countries like China, Japan, possibly Mexico, could retaliate against U.S. tariffs. As is almost always the case, not all commodities will be affected equally. Richard Brock, the president of Brock Associates and a highly regarded market analyst, gave us a list the other day of the various things that we export in agriculture and which have the highest percentage of the crop grown in the United States being exported. Right at the top of the list, this might surprise you. It wouldn't if you're a cotton producer, probably. But we export from the United States 75% of the cotton that is produced here. Number two on the list, rice. Of all of the rice grown in America, 51% of it moves into exports. Then here's the commodity you've heard so much about in recent days as the TV newsies found their way out to farms, talking to soybean growers about, understandably, the concern that they have. 49% of the soybeans grown in America find a home in other countries. Wheat isn't far behind, with 47% of our wheat exported. And then you take a look at fresh fruits. Well, we export a little more than a fourth of all we produce here. Processed vegetables, that's 25% of the crops that are grown in America. Then we get on down the list and we see things like meat. 21% of our pork is exported these days. And 18% of our broiler meat. When you look at beef, 10% of it is exported. And then there are the dairy products, milk and dairy products, 13% exported. I'll be back after this.